Drones over Kyiv and the dangerous gap between rhetoric and intent. Russian drones struck the Kyiv region for a second consecutive night, continuing a campaign that analysts describe as a psychological instrument as much as a military one, designed to communicate that nowhere in Ukraine is safe and that the war has no sanctuary. While not strategically decisive in the way a ground offensive would be, the cumulative degradation of power systems, water infrastructure, and civilian shelter carries its own weight. Russia's drone production and deployment capacity has expanded significantly since 2022, defying early Western assessments that attrition would degrade capabilities faster. The economic math of interception remains brutal for Ukraine's defenders. Each interceptor missile costs more than each drone it destroys, a calculus that favors the attacker in a sustained campaign even as Ukraine's air defense has improved through Western technology transfer. A critical tension has emerged in Western intelligence assessments. Even as Russia escalates public warnings against the United Kingdom and France over missile technology sharing with Ukraine, officials reportedly believe privately that Vladimir Putin is genuinely trying to avoid triggering a direct NATO confrontation. Threatening and doing in this reading are different tools in the same diplomatic kit. The rhetorical escalation is designed to introduce friction into Western decision-making around weapons supply, not to signal imminent action. The danger lies in miscalculation. If either side reads the other's deliberate restraint as weakness rather than strategy, escalation that neither party actually intended becomes possible. The Kyiv drone campaign appears calibrated to inflict pain while staying beneath the thresholds that would compel a NATO response. Attacking civilian infrastructure in a non-NATO country is legally and strategically distinct from attacking NATO territory or forces, and Russia has learned precisely where those lines sit. For Europe, now in its seventh consecutive month of living with that calibration, fatigue is real. The outcome of US midterm elections carries direct implications for American funding of Ukraine, which in turn shapes the battlefield mathematics, a reminder that the war's trajectory is shaped by political currents far from the front lines.